continuing to mention the virtues of the mu'mineen, the believers. The occasion of Hajjat al-Wida, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba, asked them a few questions. Ayyu yawmin hadha, what day is this? Two types of seditions are found in some of them. Companions replied and told him, this is yawmun nahr. And some places mentioned that they said, no, only Allah and His Rasul knows what day it is. Thereafter Rasulullah asked them, that ayyu shahrin hadha, what month is this? Some said it is Zilhijjah, and some said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Then he asked them, ayya baladin hadha, what town or what city is this? Some of them said, Baladul Haram, and some said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Thereafter Rasulullah mentioned words to this effect, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَادُكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا وَبَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. That your wealth, that your blood, your wealth and your honor is haram upon each other, like this place is haram. In other words, how this place is sacred, this day is sacred, this town is sacred, this place is sacred. Similarly, your wealth and your property and your life is sacred, held in esteem and honor in the hands of the next Muslim. In other words, no Muslim has the right to take away the life of anyone, any Muslim brother, to take away his wealth and to take away his honor. This is how sacred it is. Rasulullah mentioned in this fashion, this manner, because it's mentioned that those people had a lot of esteem and respect and regard for those days, the sacred days, the day of the 10th of Ashura, and also the month of Zilhijjah, and also the Haram. They had a lot of respect for it. That is why Rasulullah equated it and showed them that like you respect this place and respect this month and this area, similarly you should have respect and honor for the Muslim. Everything that is linked with the Muslim, his life, his blood, his property is all sacred. Nobody can take it away at any circumstances. In fact, there are great warnings for people that take away the life of a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا وَجَزَاهُ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّلَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. That person that kills a Muslim intentionally takes away his life, then he will remain in Jahannam forever and forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. The ulama kiram mentioned here what is meant here, he will remain in Jahannam for a very long time. Because though this is a very serious act, very grievous act, and a great sin, but it does not render him out of the fold of Islam. So he will remain in Jahannam for a very long time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a great punishment and a grave and a serious punishment for him in the hereafter. One riwayat is mentioned, الزوار الدنيا أهون على الله من قتل مؤمن بغير حق. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the destruction of the entire world is lighter in the sight of Allah than the killing of one Muslim person without any just cause. Can you imagine the زوار الدنيا? The entire world can be destroyed. This is lighter by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than one Muslim being killed without a just cause. One riwayat is mentioned that if the people of the earth and people of the sky, all of them get together and jointly kill a Muslim, kill a Muslim person, la kabbahum Allah fi an-nar, aw kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them all into the fire of Jahannam. This is how valuable and how sacred the life of a mu'min is in the light of the hadith. Similarly, the wealth of a mu'min, la yahillu malu imrin muslimin illa bi tib nafsin minhu. That is not permissible to take the wealth of a Muslim except with his mutual consent and with his happiness. Under no circumstances can any person take away or snatch away the wealth of a mu'min. As far as his honor and respect is concerned, then it is mentioned that we all know that usury and interest is haram. Compounded interest, it is regarded as the most compounded form of interest, al-istitalatu fi 'ard al-mu'min, is to dishonor a mu'min, take away the honor and respect of a mu'min. Similarly, slandering him or backbiting a mu'min has been mentioned in the Quran, like eating your dead brother's flesh. وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not backbite each other. Otherwise, do not dishonor your brother. Do not disgrace him. Do not talk evil and bad about him behind his back, because this is equal to eating the flesh of your dead brother. Can you imagine how abhorred, how detested, how disliked it is in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So here we find a mu'min is very sacred and very honorable in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And similarly, a person who assists the mu'min, who helps him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that so much. Comes in the riwayat that a person who feeds a person, that feeds a person, feeds a Muslim person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from the food of paradise. He gives him water in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from the fountains of paradise. He gives him clothing to wear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from the robes of Jannah, if he gives a mu'min clothing. So valuable he is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays that person in paradise. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا, that person that concealed the fault of a Muslim in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults on the Day of Judgment. That person that takes away a calamity and a difficulty and hardship in this dunya from a Muslim brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away a difficulty from the difficulties of the Day of Judgment from that person. So valuable it is. Imagine a Muslim is so valuable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay us in paradise and take the difficulties and hardships away from us on the Day of Judgment. And it is mentioned, a person that helps the Muslim brother, then وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. We seek the divine assistance of Allah, it is left in the helping our Muslim brother. You help your Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Long as the person helps the Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him as well. So the mu'min is very valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, does not necessarily mean he has to be related to us. We must know him, etc. The fact that he's a mu'min, says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he becomes our Muslim brother and valuable in the sight of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to value our Muslim brothers.